Clarissa came and stood next to me at the window.
Have you spoken with him much since Andrew died?
He's at my house, I said. He showed up last night.
He stayed overnight? He's married, isn't he?
Don't be like that. He was a married man before Andrew died. Clarissa shivered.
I know. It's just a bit creepy, that's all.
Is it? Clarissa blew a strand of hair out of her eyes.
Sudden, I suppose I mean.
Well, it wasn't my idea, if you must know.
In which case I revert to my original choice of word, creepy.
Now we both stood with our foreheads against the glass, looking down at the traffic. I actually came here to talk about work, I said, after a while.
Fine.
I want us to go back to the kind of article we did while we were making our name. Let's just, for once, put a real-life feature in the real-life slot. That's all I'm saying. I won't let you talk me out of it this time.
What then? What kind of a feature?
I want us to do a piece on refugees to the UK.
Don't worry, we can do it in the style of the magazine. We can make it about women refugees if you like.
Clarissa rolled her eyes. And yet something in your tone tells me you're not talking about women refugees with sex toys.
I smiled. What if I said no? Said Clarissa.
I don't know. Technically, I suppose I could sack you.
Clarissa thought for a moment.
Why refugees? She said.
Is it because you're still cross we didn't go with the Baghdad woman in the June issue?
I just think it's an issue that isn't going to go away. May, June, or any time soon.
Fine, said Clarissa.
Then she said,
Would you really sack me, darling?
I don't know.
Would you really say no?
I don't know. We stood for a long time. In the street below, an Italian-looking boy was cycling past the traffic queue. Mid-twenties, shirtless and tanned, in short white nylon shorts.
5, said Clarissa.
Out of 10?
Out of 5, darling.
I laughed. There are days when I would cheerfully swap lives with you, Clara. Clarissa turned to me. I noticed the very slight mark of foundation left on the window pane where her forehead had been. It hovered like a light, flesh-toned cloud over the bone-white spire of Christ Church Spitalfields.
Oh, Sarah, said Clarissa, we go too far back to let one another down. You're the boss. Of course I'll get you a feature on refugees, if you really want it.
But I really don't think you understand how quickly people's eyes will glaze over. It isn't an issue that affects anyone's own life. That's the problem.